You must have already heard that former UK Prime Minister Liz Truss' personal mobile was hacked by Russian agents and state secrets were leaked. It is said that her phone was hacked since the time she was UK's Foreign Secretary. As you all may know, she became the Prime Minister of UK on 6th September, 2 days before Queen's death. Before becoming the Prime Minister, she was UK's Foreign Secretary. And you all must have watched that video on the internet, wherein the Indian Foreign Minister, S. Jaishankar, had given her a good lesson on foreign policy. So anyhow, her iPhone was hacked, and a lot of private messages and conversations were leaked regarding Ukraine war. Those messages included details of talks with senior foreign ministers about the war in Ukraine, including arms shipments. It also included criticisms of then Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Now, this automatically concludes that this Ukraine war was pre-planned, which even I personally have been saying this since the beginning. I have an entire playlist dedicated to this Russia-Ukraine war, wherein I've explained all of this started right from the day United States left Afghanistan, that is August 2021. So anyhow, the iPhone was hacked and private messages and international conversations regarding Ukraine war was leaked. And by the way, the UK government was aware of it. It's just that we public had no clue about it. Before becoming the Prime Minister, the UK government, they locked her mobile in a secure government location and Liz Truss had to change her number shortly before becoming Prime Minister. Now, how did we get to know all of this? Well, there is a person called Kim.com. He is an internet entrepreneur. Through his Twitter account, he explained all of this. And then a lot of Western media has also reported that her mobile was apparently hacked by the Russian agents. If you are aware of the Five Eyes, which is basically an intelligence alliance of countries like Australia, Canada, New Zealand, UK and the US, they have backdoor admin access to all big technology companies' databases. Similarly, even Russia, China have sophisticated cyber units. And we have seen plenty of incidents where the Chinese and the Russians have hacked American industries. This is not the first time that a world leader's personal device was compromised. So anyhow, this was about Liz Truss. The next immediate question that comes to your mind is why Rishi Sunak became the next Prime Minister of UK. Have you noticed the day he was appointed or the day he was recognized as the PM by his parliamentary colleagues? He was appointed on 25th October. It was Diwali for India. They could have chosen 26th October or 24th October. Why only 25th? Because Liz Truss was already out for all the blunders that she created and things are coming out one by one. So there had to be a replacement. And I'm sure even United States government is also involved in this. They chose a person from Indian origin because many Indians, mostly Hindus, are pro-Russian. People in India love Russia for all practical reasons. And there are strong reasons behind it. And those reasons are undisputed, no matter what any other country thinks. Now, making an Indian origin as the next Prime Minister of UK, on top of it, if you have noticed, Rishi Sunak is very open about his religious inclination. So, by making a person of Indian origin and that to a Hindu as a head of the UK Parliament, UK would automatically make many Indians slightly become pro-Britain and pro-USA. I'm not saying that Indians will forget Russia and switch side. I am saying while being pro-Russian, the Indian Hindus will also tend to incline towards UK and USA. And actually, if you see, that is what happened. People here in India celebrated more when he became the Prime Minister of UK. Many people in India even considered it as a Diwali gift. Can you believe that? So this political move by the UK and US was actually to pull India towards the Western side. Because you may remember throughout this Russia-Ukraine war, the Western countries directly as well as indirectly pressurized India many times to take their side and vote against Russia. But India made an independent stand and India abstained from voting against Russia. Simply because the Indian Foreign Office is very much aware about what is actually happening, who is right and who is wrong. And based on history, if you see, destroying resources, culture, heritage is something that is not new for United Kingdom. And also think about it. Look at this map. Nord Stream pipeline is here. Look at United States. It is on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. And look at UK. It is on the other side of North Sea. Practically, if you see, the Nord Stream pipeline is of no use to the US and UK. It is only useful for Germany and other nearby European countries where the pipeline has extensions. But then if you see, it is very much in favor of US and UK to destroy this pipeline because if they destroy the pipeline, then no other European country will be able to take independent decision. And this also completely destroys any kind of future negotiations. Because let's assume, if at all Germany has to think that they need to independently negotiate with Russia because the German economy is getting badly affected. So if at all Germany has to independently negotiate with Russia, Well, now they can't do it because UK and US have destroyed any such future options.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
And Poland is also involved, because there is a huge NATO base in Poland, and all this operation must have been carried out from Poland. And if you remember, the day Nord Stream pipeline was destroyed, immediately next day the Baltic pipeline was inaugurated. Baltic pipeline goes from Poland to Denmark to Norway. I have a video on it, if you want you can watch it. So it is a big question to Europe as well as American citizens. Your politicians are not working for your interests. They are simply doing whatever they think is right. And I don't even blame politicians, because politicians are just the face cover. If you look at Joe Biden, that man is 80 years old. And he's also showing signs of dementia or maybe Alzheimer's. At that age, many people become physically vulnerable. Do you think he's alone calling all these shots? Is that even intellectually possible for a person of his age? He's being made to do what has been pre-decided. And who decides? It is the deep state, the Pentagon. There is an entire ecosystem behind it. It is not a one-man show. One person cannot be responsible for this. There has to be an ecosystem with a particular set of ideology. Because only ideology can be transferred from person to person and region to region. Let me give you an example. If one batch of people are running Pentagon, they are going to retire at some point, right? Then what happens? The next batch will get trained with similar ideology. And that is how you keep the continuity going. And if you see, this is not democracy. It is similar to communism. And that is why I always say that after 1991, communism has moved to the Western countries. I have a small video on this topic. Watch it and you'll understand. So anyhow, I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.